international isolation, and its demonstration might have been for domestic consumption. It comes even as Iran has sent a letter apparently indicating its willingness to rejoin nuclear talks.
It may be that they felt the need to bluster on their nuclear side even as they make clear that they do want to come back to the table for talks.
Tammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Now it's the Whitney Houston drug investigation.
The subpoenas began to be issued yesterday. The subpoenas are for doctors who treated Whitney Houston and wrote her prescriptions. They are also for pharmacies where the prescriptions were filled. Investigators want to know exactly what prescriptions were written and whether they were medically necessary. A number of prescription drugs were found in the hotel room where Whitney Houston died. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
17 drug-selling arrests in Fort Worth, Texas at TCU. 4 of the students arrested are on the Horned Frogs football team. Police in Philadelphia say a man who argued with his neighbor about the neighbor's dog defiling his yard was shot dead by the dog owner. Another neighbor, Dave Cheatley.
That was really stupid. You know, and both my children saw a dead body for the first time over a dog. That dog's been, everybody complains about that dog. Let that dog poop everywhere.
27-year-old dog owner was known to carry a gun as a school security guard, but the job had ended and his gun license had been revoked. On Wall Street, the Dow down 109 points. The Nasdaq's off more than 6. Oil, $101 and change a barrel. This is CBS News.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We learn more about the house where Josh Powell and his young sons died in a deliberate ball of fire near Tacoma, Washington.
Neighbors never saw Josh Powell at the home. They never saw the two boys. They all thought the house was abandoned. Ed Troyer with the Pierce County Sheriff's Office says the home was used only as a place where Powell could have supervised visits with his kids.
There's no furniture. There's some kids' toys, a little bit of clothing, some pictures of Susan on the wall, and that was about it. It was very, very sparse.
Troyer says we'll never know if Powell rented the home with the thought of moving in with his kids once he was awarded custody, or if he planned this endgame from the beginning. He says that answer died in the fire with Powell and his boys. Chris Sullivan for CBS News, Seattle.
Surgeons at University Hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan, reconstructed a woman's voice box using a bit of her shoulder blade. Sherry Wittenberg had a rare, slow-growing cancer, which has been removed, and the bone bits rebuilt the support structure for her larynx. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
Come see the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on routine service. The Works Fuel Saver Package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate. Stop by today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver Package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
People are talking, talking about people. I hear them whisper. You won't believe it. Let's give them something to talk about.
Something to talk about.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Something to talk about. You see a guy buying flowers today. That's because they forgot to buy flowers yesterday, and the florists love it because they usually buy a bigger bunch.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Hey, day after Valentine's Day. Yeehaw! All right. Hey, you'll go back and talk to Steve, friends and neighbors, over on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And I have phone numbers in case you want to call in at any point in time. Call a local is 786-2578. That's 786-2578. I also have a toll-free number, 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Well, just before I came to work today, I called my sister, my older sister, who just turned, I've got to say how old she's turned, 65. That's so what? So anyway, so I wished her a belated birthday because I missed her birthday. It was the other day, and it somehow just went by me. You know, when you have 150 kids in the family, you can't remember them all. Anyhow, so she lives in a place called Chazy, New York. It's on Lake Champlain. Now, here's the thing about Chazy, New York. The nearest place to buy a knockwurst is an exciting place called Plattsburgh. So you begin to understand why New York State people don't mind actually being snowed in.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Most smokehouse barbecues been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are seven deadly sins. Vanity, jealousy, sloth, which is also an animal. And let's see, that's three, Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, and Hooters. Today we're covering vanity because it doesn't require passing out visual aids. Speaking of aids, and I am, let's talk about Karen Scott. And let's talk about hearing aids. Seems the baby boomers are having a hard time getting older. You think a hearing aid will make you look older? Well, what if you couldn't see it? I mean, really couldn't see it. Even with those progressive, and again, trifocals. Karen Scott, certified audiologist at the corner of Johnson and Ella, next to French Hospital, can fit you into something so you can hear again. Neither vanity nor gravity can be overcome. God will smite thee for the one, and your flat feet is because of the other. Move them. To audiologist Karen Scott, and get it done. In smite of yourself. Like they say, gone today, here tomorrow. Pull my finger. All right. Actually, they've moved. Karen Scott's moved to the Walter building right next to the DMV. Next to the DMV, the green, big green thingy next to the DMV. She's on the third floor. You take the elevator up. You've got the signs that point which way to go and everything. And it's quite amazing, but you'll be amazed when you get there what Dr. Karen Scott can do for you. And he is. All right, let's do our flashback, our highlight in history, our what's it, who's it, and why is it, according to the Tribune today. On February 15th in 1952, a funeral was held for at Windsor Castle for Britain's King George VI, who had died 9 days earlier. On this date in 1764, the city of St. Louis was established by Pierre Laslède and Duitlefmbrr. I have no idea how to pronounce their names, but anyway, the 1764 is St. Louis. In 1953, Tenley Albright became the first American woman to win the World Figure Skating Championship held in Davos, Switzerland. Now, back then, remember we were talking about, you know, when you had the first person to could skate backwards won the gold medal. All she had to do was put on the skates and then take them off. In 1989, the Soviet Union announced the last of its troops had left Afghanistan after more than 9 years of military intervention. Sound familiar? Okay. Born today, actress Jane Seymour is 61, singer Melissa Manchester, 61, Simpsons creator Matt Groening, and they got a Walk of Fame Hollywood star we'll talk about, is 58, model Janice Dickinson is 57, whoever she is. And I'll say a belated happy birthday to my sister, Barbara Ann. Happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you, if it is yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Did you know that MRI technology changes as rapidly as computers or cell phones? San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art medical technology so patients on the Central Coast have the best medical care available. That's why they just replaced their MRI scanner with a Siemens Skyra, the new gold standard in MR imaging. This 3 Tesla MRI is the only one of its kind in California, and there are only 2 others in the United States. This system has 8 times the resolution of other MRIs, giving your doctor the most accurate high-resolution images in history. Plus, it's 5 times faster, getting you in and out as quickly as possible. It's also the most open MRI in existence and virtually eliminates claustrophobia. You have a choice when it comes to where you get an MRI. Tell your doctor you want the best MRI technology available. Choose the fastest, most advanced MRI made only at San Luis Diagnostic Center.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com on your news station right here. Let's talk about what's going on in CalCoast News today. News jobs in California added over the next 2 years should decrease the state's unemployment rate to 10%. Great. According to optimistic economic forecasts by the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, predictions are for 500,000 new jobs, and officials of the development advocacy group say that the increase will be due partly to ongoing state budget slashes. Government jobs and services have been cut back severely since 2007. More than 85,500 local, state, and federal jobs were lost during the recession. Those who were displaced are now moving back into the workforce. That factor, coupled with a growth in the private sector employment, helped account for the modest gains. Standard & Poor's, the financial rating company this week, upgraded California to positive from stable, and back from poopy. So we're doing much better than we were doing before. But 10% is still not the best thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Okay, this is just in the last time I was reading the last thing to you. This just came in. San Luis Obispo Mayor Katie Lichtig, formerly of Beverly Hills, California, announced negotiations with the employees union have stalled, prompting the city to officially report Wednesday that their bargaining efforts are at an impasse. As a result, negotiations will transition into a more formal process with required benchmarks and the possibility of the city imposing sanctions on non-safety employees. City administrators are asking the San Luis Obispo City Employees Association to make at least a 6.8% reduction in total compensation by either taking a pay reduction or agreeing to pay the employee portion of their retirement compensation, which would amount to an 8% compensation reduction. Association President Ron Faria has argued against any employee decrease in payer benefits. Even so, that wasn't anywhere near what it said. Even so, several employees told CalCoast News they prefer to mirror city management, and the firefighters union agree to pay the employees portion of their retirement contributions. These employees argued if Governor Jerry Brown's 12-point pension reform plan is agreed to, government employees will be required to pay their own contribution to the state retirement plan regardless of previous salary concessions. Pay now or pay later. It's kind of what it comes down to. So, it's too bad that this impasse is because of the police and the fire. They said, okay, we understand what's going on. But we got the money. No, because nobody has any money. So they said that. And so that's it right there. Another scrap is brewing, the protracted battle over preferred treatment of minority student applicants in California schools as opposition to Prop 209 lingers. Challenging the 1966 voter ban on affirmative action based on race or gender are 55 University of California school applicants and advocacy group contending that development since passage of the initiative offered the courts an opportunity to re-examine the measure. The initiative prohibits preferential treatment for education and state hiring and was passed by a 54% margin. Since then, courts have generally viewed it as race neutral. Then we had let me find out where I had this story. The big story, Gary Nemeth had an opinion piece today from Pastor Robles. And it'll just take a second to find it. And so he, this is basically the same thing, problems that he voiced earlier right here. This is what is going on in Pastor Robles' opinion by Gary Nemeth. Former city councilman, Pastor Robles. Anyway, it's a long drawn out affair. But what basically it says Pastor Robles recently has had serious staffing problems in the police department. And so he's saying that, we got the blind lead the blind. The city hired a consultant. This is part of what he had to say. City hired a consultant. City manager Jim App provided numbers, recommendations, suggestions for years to obtain option for the council during those years. Council asked no questions, received no briefings, and at the last minute prior to deadline had but one option that App said was the staff option. The two councilmen, one for re-election, one to pass the single option with a statement that they can change it later if needed. Just like Pelosi, pass it now and read it later. The last meeting, October 18th, App said there was not enough time left to have additional options. options cost too much money and other excuses. The council had years to review the consultation and ask questions, but left it to the GMAP, who was running our city. Can we afford these poor decisions blindly following the recommendations of Mr. Rapp? So you might read that and go to calcoastnews.com 24/7 and see all the things that are going on. Like I said, a story was just posted right now. And don't forget, in the upper right-hand corner, you can log in on Talk is Cheap. You'll see my bio. Then you can bang on a little thing there that says Listen Now. And you can listen on your computer to Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. And that's our CalCoast News update.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
So this reminder, I'll have Karen Bealey from CalCoast News on Friday from 12:06 to 1 usually. And we'll talk about all the things that are going on, have gone on, and are going to go on, and what the heck is going on anyway. All right, let me do this right now because it's lunchtime, and I tell you about Spencer's Fresh Markets because Spencer's has a deli department. Every Spencer's has a deli department and a place to sit down and eat something and enjoy. So here's what I'm going to tell you about right here. Let's do the deli department first. Service Deli and Bakery, Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast. They have Gold Rush Jack or Cheddar Cheese. They got Boar's Head imported Swiss cheese going on, and they got turkey breastage, creamy potato salad or macaroni salad. It's just $1.49 a pound. And here's crunchy potato wedges. How's that? 99 cents a pound for the crunchy potato wedges. You know what we're talking about. So have them make you a big old sandwich. Here's Boar's Head pastrami. You know, you can have a pastrami sandwich with the taters and whatnot. Get yourself a little salad if you want. Anyway, it's a great place. It really is. Then Farm Fresh Produce, sweet strawberries are only $2.50 each, two for $5 for a one-pound pack. Red bell peppers, two for $1. Crisp green cabbage, four for $1. And it goes on and on and on with that stuff. And then, wait, let me tell you the big highlight right here on the front page. Spencer's Baja Filets or Tri-Tips are $3.99 a pound. And once again, if you have not tried a Baja Filet, do so. Because the other people in the rest of the... Remember how Tri-Tip was exclusively a Central Coast thing for years and years and years? The Baja Filet right now is exactly the same thing. They've come up with this thing, and eventually everyone will be begging for it. They'll be begging for it. Whole frying chickens are just 99 cents a pound. And this reminder, they have their IGA products that will save you a ton. They also have their beverage aisle that has all the soda pops and whatnot on sale, and Snapples, and they've got root beers and Cokes and Pepsis and Monster energy drinks. And then there was another thing I was going to tell you about over here, especially in organic stuff. They have quite a few organic items at Spencer's, in case you didn't know that. And so they have Natural Directions Organic Peanut Butter for $4.69, Natural Directions Organic Preserves for $2.99, there's your PB&J, and then Natural Directions Fix Pack All Natural Fruit Bowls. They go with your PB&J for just $1.99 a pound. Is there bread somewhere here? Here's some rolls. Here's bread right here. Springfield Gold Pride Split Top Bread, $2.29. I have got your lunch put together for you. You can do it yourself at Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast, Santa Maria, the original store, or El Grande, Atascadero, Morro Bay, and the newbie, San Luis Obispo, California. All right, that's Spencer's right there. Weather-wise, it's hard to say. Right? I thought we were going to have more rain today, but we've had some, but not much. And then, but now it's sunny over my shoulder. I see the sunshine beaming in, and so there's beaming going on. Speaking of beaming going on, did you hear the last story on the CBS News? The woman, where was this Ann Arbor woman? They reconstruct her voice box with pieces of her shoulder. So every time she shrugs, she makes a noise. And like that. So anyway, but that's like at least they could do it. It's amazing. We'll get to another big science fact today. Another thing they're like, well, let's get to it right now, Bill, you fool. Another thing they're experimenting on, it's just amazing. The science is just getting out there now. The good things are happening. And I think in the near future, even greater things are going to happen. Scarred hearts can be mended with stem cell therapy. But guess where the stem cells come from? The person's own heart. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what they do to them. See, but they take them out and then they do some. I don't know, because I have no idea what they do with them. You know, they shake them up in a jar or something. I don't know what they do with them. But then they put them back. And then after whatever magical thing they do out in the jar, they go back and then it heals these scars, about 50% so far. And that's just the first experiments they've done with it. So that's pretty cool. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, and I often am, but here's the thing about what's going on in Iran. We better find out. But here's this Bill's take on this. Is this something that's actually already happened quite some time ago and we just didn't know it? Or are they announcing it now because they want to say to their country of Iran, here's what we're doing? Are they trying to antagonize Israel further? Well, let's find out what's going on. It's one of those things where it takes a few seconds after I say, let's find out what's going on.
I mean, it has mastered the
There's always a hiccup in the military.
Nuclear fuel cycle. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr joining us now. So, Barbara, what more are you hearing about this?
Well, you know, it does sound a bit unsettling, doesn't it? The Iranians saying that they have mastered the fuel cycle, the nuclear fuel cycle. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad out and about getting a tour of the facility where this is going on. They're talking about three things in Iran: their ability to manufacture their own domestic nuclear fuel rods, their ability to have their own advanced centrifuges, and yellowcake production, two other key elements in the nuclear fuel cycle. Of course, the concern for the U.S. and Israel is whether this will all lead to the next step, and that would be to use all of this technology to make nuclear weapons. The Iranians, the U.S. believes, are not there yet. The Israelis are a lot more worried that Iran is well down that road. So how should we think about today's announcement? Is it significant? Is this the red line that everyone's been talking about? By all accounts, not yet. Iran's had a lot of engineering and technical problems in their program. The U.S. is going to want to see some real evidence that what they've unveiled today really works, that this is the real deal, and it's not just for show. Doesn't mean that they're not seriously worried about all of it, but they're going to be looking much more closely at this, trying to determine if it really takes Iran down that road to nuclear weapons, Frederica.
So Iran has talked big before, but we're saying the Pentagon thus far is not at all alarmed.
You know, I wouldn't say not at all alarmed, or that the intelligence services or the Israelis are not at all alarmed. These are judgment calls they have to make, and they have to be right, and it's very tough. What the red line for the United States has been, according to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, is that Iran is not allowed to have a nuclear weapon. That's the red line. They can't do it. And so they're looking at each announcement by Iran, each step, and trying to determine, is this the step that takes them to nuclear weapons? What we're seeing out of Iran today will be analyzed by the intelligence community. They'll try and determine what it really means. But right now, everyone we're talking to says, look, we've seen this kind of thing before. We need to figure out if this is real or they're still suffering from some of the engineering problems they've had. But, you know, you don't want to wait until Iran is already past that red line and they already have a nuclear weapon. So this is one of the most critical decisions the U.S. intelligence community has to determine and advise President Obama on.
So now here's the deal. So here's the other thing we're trying. We're trying the backdoor. We're trying the backdoor method, as you well know. So here's the backdoor method we're trying. And that is expand the country from a financial group critical to oil sales with increased pressure on Iran to buy and buy time with Israel. The United States and Europe are considering unprecedented punishment against Iran that could immediately cripple the country's financial lifeline, but an extreme option in the banking world that would come with its own costs. The Obama administration wants Iran evicted from SWIFT, an independent financial clearinghouse that is crucial to the country's overseas oil sales. That would leapfrog the current slow-pressure campaign of sanctions amid a persuading Iran to drop the U.S. And its allies' contention that it is driving towards developing the nuclear weapons. It is also goodbye time for the U.S. to persuade Israel not to launch a preemptive military strike on Iran this spring. Now, here's the thing that's obviously going on. You're sitting in Israel. They have something that can reach from Iran to Israel. They have the wherewithal to do that. They can go get from Iran to Israel. You know, they can't get from Iran to us yet. So we can sit there and go, well, you know, we got to stop this. Whereas Israel knows that if Iran, and we've talked about this before, Iran is willing to take itself out. Iran may be willing, you know, Allah Akbar, may be willing to take itself out an attack on Israel. Really? Because Israel has nuclear weapons. If you think that Israel's going to allow Iran just to nuke it, there's not a way in the world. Gamesmanship. Isn't that what they used to call it? Gamesmanship. That's what's being played out now. And that's really weird. Let me mention something else, can I? And that is that part of our Talk to Steve program today is being brought to us by Dr. Carol Phillips from Swiss Dental. And so here's one of the things you can do with Swiss Dental. And Dr. Carol Phillips, you can go on their website, Swiss Dental Center, and check it out. And you can check out the numerous testimonials. You won't see anybody going, I'm with Swiss Dental, I feel good, because they have new teeth and they can speak and they can act and they can have a good time. And so I think you should keep that in mind when you go to Swiss Dental Center.
Subaru drivers are curious folks, so naturally the people who come into Rancho Grande Subaru in San Luis Obispo tend to ask a lot of questions. One we get a lot about is the Subaru Impreza, particularly after we tell them that the Impreza has symmetrically all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. The question people ask most is, can you repeat that? And we say that the Subaru Impreza has symmetrical all-wheel drive and gets 36 miles to the gallon. Then they ask us to repeat again, because they thought they heard us say, the Subaru Impreza has all-wheel drive while getting 36 miles per gallon. And we tell them, yes, you heard right. To which they understandably say, wow. If you have a question about a Subaru, come to Rancho Grande Subaru in Slowtown. We'll be happy to give answers. Right now, lease a 2012 Impreza 2.0i for 39 months for $250 a month, with $2,500 due at signing. Call 1-800-SUBARU-3. For lease details, or come by Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway, San Luis Obispo.
Remember when you believed in the tooth fairy? You'd lose a tooth, get a nickel or a dime, maybe later a quarter, a buck, a Macy's gift certificate, whatever. Point is, don't you wish you could trade any of those for an actual tooth? You get older and they go away, faster than the Santa, the Easter Bunny, and of course the tooth fairy, which turned out was Dad dressed in drag. Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips can help you believe in yourself with the confidence of new teeth. Dr. Phillips sympathizes with your fantasies but understands your realities. Opposing teeth. Without those, you're only gumming soft food. Imagine real implanted teeth that will really change your life. Your body tries to reject dentures and all you can do is add more dental goo to try and hold them in place. It's a losing battle. Tooth implants replace the real thing naturally. Go to SwissDentalCenter.com and see how Dr. Carol Phillips can make an apple a day fun again. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time. Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. You're with Bill Benica. Thanks for joining me today. 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. Phone number is 786-2578, a local number, and our toll-free is 866-937-1340. You're always welcome to buzz in and talk about whatever you want to. 866-937-1340. The people in the news, there are things going on. I have to admit, I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone, is what Marvin Gaye said. But we're going to be doggone here. Now, I have to admit, I don't know a lot about dogs and stuff. You know, I know they poop. But here's the thing, and they bark. But here's the thing that I know right here. We have a local lady that won an award right here, Best of Breed. And the breed is a, what is this thing? A Brussels Griffin. Is that how you say it? Brussels Griffin? Anyway, it won Best of Breed right here. And the only thing wrong with this little dog is it looks like it's always mad. You know what I'm saying? If I want to be around somebody that looked always mad, I would have moved in my 7th grade homeroom teacher. But anyway, that's interesting. Well, that dog looks unhappy, but it can't help itself because that's the way it's bred, I guess, huh? Why couldn't they breed it so it smiles instead of frowns? Just turn that upside down, you know what I'm saying? But the dog that won, there's a Pekingese who won, and her name was Malachi. Who knows what the hell her name is. Anyway, so she's sitting in her dish there that she won. It's a trophy. Dish. Trophy. There she is. There you go. So that's those are the dogs. Now I don't mind this, but Nancy turned on for a second. She had the dog show on. I can't be watching people run alongside these dogs. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I think to myself, if Martians could only see us now. All right, let's get on the phone here and talk and say hi. Hello.
Hey Billy boy, how you doing?
Hey Mikey, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. You know, the one thing that I haven't heard anyone talk about when you were just before your commercial break there about Iran possibly being able to make their own fuel is that what they would do with it, even if they can't shoot off missiles, directed into the whoever. The biggest worry that we've had for the last 10 years that I know of is a suitcase bomb, a dirty bomb, in a suitcase.
Yeah, you're right.
And with the plutonium, if they're able to make their stuff, we know that they are not above suspicion of giving it to whoever in the heck would like to do damage to us.
Let us return to yesteryear and the Tom Clancy's novel and the movie thereafter with Ben Affleck, The Sum of All Fears.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, seriously, you're right. And you're right, that's what they do worry about. And but here's the thing. I don't think in the case of Israel, I don't think Israel is per se worried about that. I don't think they want one of those things to go off downtown Tel Aviv. But I think that beyond that, Iran has vowed to destroy Israel. And I can't believe Israel has been this patient this long.
I can't either, because of the fact that, first off, the intelligence service, as we know, has been lacking for quite some time. And the fact that we cut ties with people during a few administrations back because we deemed them as not good guys, and then basically lost most of our intelligence in the Middle East.
Well, that's because they were spying on us and torched us off.
Right, right. So we figured, well, we'll get even with you. We just won't use your information either. But the big thing is here that Israel is worried about the fact that they could basically put it on a rocket that is miles and miles off, and Iran wouldn't care if it ended up hitting one of their neighbors, as long as it did a lot of destruction to Israel as well. So, I'm amazed, like you said, that Israel has had the patience that it has, because somebody once talked about in a lecture that I saw that everyone's talking about Israel as if Israel is the big daddy on the block. And if you look at the Middle East and you think of it as a football field, Israel is a postage stamp on that football field.
Well, and here's the thing. Let's go back to the Six-Day War and what happened in Israel and understand that. I mean, and know we have to recall our history is the fact that there's a, I hope I have this right, but if I don't, please forgive me if you're Jewish. I think it's called the seventh wall, and it means that we've come to the end of the road, that our destruction is before us, and therefore, what are we going to do? And what we're going to do is retaliate. And so they had nuclear weapons ready to go.
They were ready to launch.
They were ready to launch and say, okay, we're going to lose this war, and we're not going to lose this war, so here's what's going to happen. Now, if you remember, the USS Liberty was a ship out in the Red Sea, which was ostensibly a fishing, naval fishing boat, or something, I don't know what they call it. It was a spy boat. So what happened was the SR-71s. Now, don't ask me how they know how they do this. I don't know. I understand the technology. The SR-71s could detect the fact, or SR-71s detect the fact that the nuclear weapons had been activated. So Moshe Dayan ordered the SR-71 shot down, our own planes. And they said, we can't. There's nothing that will reach them. We don't have anything that will reach them. Nobody does. So he said, okay, where are they sending their information to? And they said, to the Liberty in the Red Sea. Israel attacked our own ship in the Red Sea to try to disable it from passing on the information. And so this became, it was sad and odd. It became a minor international event with the U.S. and Israel over the fact that they attacked an American ship. But because of the portent of what had happened during this war and how it ended up, it was sort of brushed under the rug. You know what I mean? Like, well, it happened, but you know, it's one of the, they did it by mistake or whatever they said. You know, which was not true at all. I mean, they did it very deliberately. So, you know, here they're ready to go. I mean, Israel's always ready to go, and I understand. You know, it's like did you ever see the old movie Masada?
Oh yeah.
Okay, and again, it's a situation where the Jewish people, surrounded by enemies, said, "We will rather take our own lives than have this happen to us, than be massacred by others." And so it's part of their whole thing. And so I know obviously the U.S. is the influence of the United States on Israel. Is the thing that's keeping them from doing something. I'm sure we're just chafing at the bit with them, saying, please don't yet, please don't yet, please don't yet. But Israel can't afford it the way we can afford it.
Right. That's the whole thing. They can't afford one hit. The United States has taken the attitude in the last, 10, 12 years, that we could accept one hit. And when you're a country the size of Israel, which is, you know, I mean,
tiny,
basically the size of Lake Tahoe, you know,
right.
You can't afford that one hit. And as it is, the bombings and the missiles that they throw in there and the whole bit, the damage and the destruction is incredible on that country. And people don't seem to realize that. And when you have people around all your sides saying that they want to push you to the sea and make sure you drown, you've got to take it seriously.
Boy, I mean, they certainly do. There's no question about it. And we get into this thing about people get into this argument of a strategic thing about, you know, how valuable is Israel as an ally? And like, for instance, in the Gulf War, they stayed out of it again to try not to incite others around in the area from, you know, wanting to create more war. So in a way, they weren't an ally at all. I don't think the issue of Israel. I don't think the issue of Israel is a military ally in that region. I don't think that at all. I think it's a democracy in that region that we support wholeheartedly, and quite frankly, it's the Jewish state, and we support that wholeheartedly. And so,
unless things have changed drastically in the last couple of years that I've heard of. The intelligence that we kind of get under the door type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
from Israel, their intelligence seems to be, you know, like their security in the airports, second to none in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So I think that in some parts, we do depend on them. I think that probably, over half of our quality information that we're getting from the Middle East is coming from Israel.
But here's the thing. Besides the Mossad passes that information, I'm going to say this again. If you said to Americans in general, you know, what do you think that we should be putting $1 billion a week or whatever it is we put in a month or whatever it is we put in Israel, and should we hang on to them as an ally, you know, I think that pretty much the majority of America is going to say yes, because it's important that that country exists there.
I think so, except I think that more and more people, because of our present situation, are looking at the fact, and a lot of people don't understand that the Middle East considers Israel actually secondary to the United States. They consider us the big Satan and Israel the little Satan. But these people think that everything would be fine and hunky-dory if Israel just allowed Palestine to exist equal in their country, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like you were saying with, when we went into Iraq and when we went into other countries, there are certain things that you are just not going to change 3,000 years of history. And that's the way that it is in the Middle East.
No, and you're right. And, you know, the sad part was, is once again, and again, we go back historically and look at Yasser Arafat and the deal that he had struck with Israel for the Palestinians. And it was very doable. And it was doable to the Palestinians. It was doable to the Israelis. And sadly, the most radical of both sides of the Israelis and the Palestinians were so against it that it pooped out. And again, we go back to politics and says, okay, you want to screw something up, throw something political at it. And that's exactly what happened. And that was, of course, the whole thing's political. But what I'm saying is that the extreme sides of both of those countries are the ones that screwed it up. And I think it's just a shame because it took so long to get to a point where, you know, there was an agreement, an accord that could be reached, you know, with the Palestinians. And then at the very last moment it was blown off and it was just too bad.
It's just, and even if that peace, unfortunately, Bill, even if that peace had been completely brought to fruition, I think, like you say, there were so many radicals on both sides that eventually it would have collapsed.
Well, and the other thing is I don't know, that would have solved the one problem, let's say, or at least made an effort at solving the one problem that's going on. It would not have done a single thing in the whole wide world in regards to Iran or anybody else.
No.
So that wouldn't have mattered anyway, but it's crazy stuff. Everybody imagines that Israel's going to go wump, and they showed them, I think it was yesterday in the paper, they were showing the fact that they have a facility that's very much out in the open, but they also have underground facilities that are very, hard to get to. They're very bomb-proof.
Right.
But then somebody voiced this opinion to me, and I said, well, that's a good point. And they said, if you have underground tunnels and underground thingies and all that, if you just keep incessantly bombing the entrance to it so it can't be used, so nothing can get in or get out, then what good is it?
The Russians thought that, too, in Afghanistan, but look what happened.
And this is the anniversary of them getting out.
That's right.
I hope our anniversary is coming soon.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey, thanks for your call today, sir.
Okay, buddy boy. Talk to you later. Soon.
Okay, bye. All right. As I was saying, my sister and I were saying, let's go back to the good old days of the Cold War. Okay? And nobody's going to push the button. Everybody's just sitting there going, okay, let's get on the phone again and say hello. Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Hi,
Sam.
Am from Los Osos?
In Los Osos, the sun is shining. No fog. It's absolutely gorgeous
cool.
out here.
Cool, cool.
Pardon?
I said good. Good. Cool.
Yeah, it's terrific. You know, apropos of all the war drums cranking up, you know, a lot of this reminds me of the threatened sanctions, and we're going to cut off this and close the bank, you know, the international banking thing that will access their funds and so forth. Reminded me an awful lot of prior to World War II with Japan. The United States and other countries it basically to block their hegemony that was, you know, in the East, cut off steel, cut off resources, and started tightening the noose around Japan. And their response, of course, was Pearl Harbor.
Exactly.
So when you begin strangling people, you have to be very careful. You will likely trigger a response that you're not going to like. And the more aggressively everybody starts, you know, if you don't leave people out and you back them into corners, you stand a pretty good chance of something happening that you're not going to be real happy with.
But here's the other part of international gamesmanship that really sucks, I think, Ann, and that's the fact that part of what's being played out here, I would think, is like who's going to blink first in the sense of who's going to do something that they can be blamed for causing the problem. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, I mean, America, I don't think America could unilaterally go in there and say, okay, we're going to take out the things in Iran without causing international mayhem. Israel, on the other hand, they may do it and not give a dang because they're just, they want to preserve themselves. But I think this game that's being played, and I hate to say this, and I'm going to call it that, I really think that this political puzzle, part of that is what can Iran do first? Be it declare they have the nuclear bomb or whatever, what can they do first? And to say, okay, we have now gone past what international approval was, which was to not have this nuclear weapon. We now have it, so screw you.
Do you remember before the Iraq War when the Bush and the gang were ginning up all the evidence for war and the drums were beating the war? And Saddam kept saying, and the inspectors went in, and the Iraqis kept saying, but we don't have the weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
And everybody refused to believe it because they wanted war.
Well,
you know, I mean, you can keep pushing until you get the one thing that you don't want.
Well, certainly the people that were believing that were the principals that were pushing it. I mean, that's really what it came down to, and so you, in a way, you're right, Ann. We could have, but see, Israel can't really afford to take the chance to find out. Is what they could do is, you know, first, if you remember during the Bush administration, at one point they said, "Oh my God, Iran is really close to having this nuclear weapon." Then 6 months later, they go, "Oh, we were wrong. That assessment is all screwed up."
Right.
They're not that close.
I don't think our intelligence is
I don't know
good enough to literally
understand.
Unleash.
I don't know.
You know, and the other thing is, you know, again, when you read Barbara Tuchman, The Folly of War, again, it comes down to two crazy guys.
Always.
You know, and the Iranian people are not insane.
No,
they really aren't.
No, they're not. No.
And there are mixed factions in that country. This is not a unified country. This is not a country of, you know, totally crazed Iranian Tea Partiers that have drunk Kool-Aid. You've got, and you also have very wily leaders who are playing a game.
Well,
every country does that.
Ahmadinejad is a
bluff and maneuver. Yeah. And it's sort of three-dimensional chess.
Ahmadinejad is the protagonist, but Ahmadinejad is not the person that would decide whether or not to declare nuclear war on anybody. The Ayatollah would. So,
but you've got competing Ayatollahs.
Well, yes, you do, and you have, and at this point, Ahmadinejad is not greatly in high favor in his country, from what we understand again through intelligence, that because the country is going sanctions. Some of the sanctions are affecting the Iranians, but here's the other thing that's weird is, the other thing. Whenever we do sanctions,
right,
who does it really hurt?
Right.
It doesn't hurt the people that are in power and have money. They don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know.
Because there is the other option, again, is the one of co-option. In the same, I mean, if you think of Cuba, the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we lived through, again, drums of war, ultimatums, violent language of, oh, we're all going to die, this is the end of the world, it's Armageddon, blah, 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 because Cuban was communist. Oh, my God. All we had to do in that situation is stay cool and start selling them Coca-Cola.
Yeah, really.
You'd completely corrupt the entire regime. It would begin to fall apart because everybody loves Levi's, you know, and Coke and television and rock and roll. Iran is very much that way. It's a country of young people who are media savvy. They're getting the Twitter. I mean, if you look what happened during that green uprising where they were Twittering all over the place and... You know, and if you begin pushing people with extreme language, the language then begins controlling you.
Yeah,
and you begin seeing black and white instead of gray.
And as you mentioned, the young people in Iran, I mean, in Afghanistan, that's very clear. I mean, I forget the number, but anyway, over 50% of the people are under the age of 21.
Right.
In Afghanistan right now, and they are...
Not Afghanistan, Iran.
No, Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah,
and
but I mean, I'm talking about
okay, but
Iran.
Okay,
I mean,
same thing. They're trying
to
embrace the...
civilized nation. This is a nation that's got, what, 10,000 years of history behind it.
Right,
I mean, it isn't some...
But they're trying to, unlike Russia going into Afghanistan for their nine-year stint, nobody in Afghanistan wanted to embrace socialism, and yet young people in Afghanistan, for instance, today, they do want to embrace Western values. Young people are into it. You know, they're saying that's what we want. So, you know, I think part of our prolonged involvement in Afghanistan is one of these things of eventually, if we don't screw up, you will win the hearts and minds of the people because the hearts and minds of the people are the young people, and they're the ones that are going to make a difference in Afghanistan. So, you have to wait them out. It's kind of like that.
And that requires guile and cunning and patience and carrots and just a few sticks and manipulation and balance of powers. And cooperation and the slow, positive, you know, stay calm. Because, you know yourself in situations, even in police work or whatever, you can be in a very dangerous situation with a lot of loaded weapons, and if you run in there screaming and shrieking, oh, God, we're all going to die, somebody's going to panic and pull the trigger and blow things up, and that's not the consequences you want to end up with.
There's some things I ponder these things, as we all do, you know, in the back of our minds, and I often thought back in Vietnam, I thought, you know, it was very interesting. When we first got into Vietnam as advisors, you know, back in the early 60s, they had a literacy rate in Vietnam about 3%. Now, we go in there full force, you know, in the mid-60s, later 60s, we're in there up to our ears in alligators, and the thing that sometimes struck me was you can't have a democracy unless you have a literate population. You can't have a literate population unless you educate that population. And if you're going to educate that population, it's going to take you, let's say not everybody graduates from high school, but it's going to take you at least 10 years to have a literate population.
Right.
So you wonder in the back of some of all of these things that happen, I wonder, how much that we don't ever hear about. We hear about the day-to-day stuff and the week-to-week stuff and the month-to-month stuff. But I wonder really, in the halls of intelligence, do they recognize that things are decades long in order for them to work? I don't know, but I wonder.
But see, that was the tragedy of Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh went to Eisenhower after the end of the war and said, help me free this country from the colonial French. The United States right then could have had him. You could have had me at hello, you know, boom.
Now let me mention this last thing.
And this again, using the words like communist, that becomes a word that then blocks your mind from thinking anymore.
And now let me mention this last thing about Vietnam, because I don't go backwards, but here's the thing. General Giap was one of the, his name was General Vo Nguyen Giap. He was one of the most important generals in Vietnam. This is what he said. The following quote is from his memoirs currently found in the Vietnam War Memorial, Hanoi. What we still don't understand is why you Americans stopped the bombing of Hanoi. You had us on the ropes. If you had pressed us a little harder, just for another day or two, we were ready to surrender. It was the same at the Battle of Tet. You defeated us. We knew it. it. You knew it. But we were elated to notice your media was definitely helping us. They were causing more disruption in America than we could ever do in the battlefields. We were ready to surrender, and you had won. Now, isn't that weird? You know, there's and of course, the carrot that they put out there was, okay, let's do the Paris peace talks.
Yeah.
Well, look how long the Paris peace talks took. And in the meantime, as the Paris peace talks went along, and then you had Henry Kissinger go, okay, everybody gets to stay right where they are, and we'll pull out. Well, good luck.
I mean, the question is why we went into that war in the first place.
I really think, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know how George Bush to me went into Iraq. I think that, you know, he just wanted to go. He thought he could kick butt. He knew he could kick butt, so he just wanted to do it. And I think that the United States, after the Second World War, when we signed all these NATOs and CETOs and all that other stuff, you know, we were the big king of the mountain, and so we were going to show everybody we could protect everybody. And so we sort of had a contractual agreement, as it were, in an organization to go into Vietnam because of the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. And I assume that back in Kennedy, when Kennedy first sent people there, we assumed that we'd have no problem.
But that was also based on a mentality that forgot to remember. That communist A is not communist B is not communist C.
Right.
We got locked into that frozen mentality of monolithic communism.
And you know who did that? And you know who did that, in my opinion, I've always believed this, was J. Edgar Hoover.
I think he was completely off the rails.
I know, but unfortunately, J. Edgar Hoover, I think, had such influence on the president.
But politicians at the time, they were just... Some of the right-wing politicians were drumming. You had McCarthy. You had people operating on fear to get people to do crazy stuff. I mean, it's always that way.
Yeah.
People don't stop and think, okay, what's wrong with communism in Cuba?
Right. And we're...
I mean, if that's what they want, if they want a revolution and get rid of the thugs running the country and put some new thugs in, okay.
I know.
There's always ways to modify things, and then things change over time, which is exactly what's happened with Cuba.
I got to join the news, madam.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your call.
Okay. Bye.
Wisconsin to Washington. Live now to Milwaukee, CBS's Peter Mayer.
President Obama wants tax cuts for made in USA companies and higher taxes for businesses that export jobs. He spoke here at Masterlock, a company that has returned some jobs home from foreign factories.
It is time to stop rewarding companies that ship jobs overseas and start rewarding companies that are creating jobs right here in the United States of America.
Mr. Obama again prodded Congress to take quick action on that payroll tax cut extension. For a status report on that, let's go live to CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
Though there are a few minor snags holding up the final deal, Congress is on track to extend the payroll tax cut this week, saving the average American worker $1,000 over the year. This will be a big victory for the president. This tax holiday was part of his jobs bill to spur the economy. Republicans dropped earlier insistence that it be paid for with spending cuts and gave up demands to roll back some anti-pollution rules. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob, CBS News.
General Motors is freezing pension plans for white-collar workers and plans to hand out annual bonuses instead of pay raises.
The auto industry has always been sort of known for people who work at a company for a long time can build up a nice pension over time. And those days have already been waning, and I think this is just another sign that anyone who's looking for that, the auto industry increasingly isn't the place they're going to find that.
That's Mike Colias at Automotive News Magazine. Just in, Joseph Kennedy III wants a political career. He's running for Congressman Barney Frank's soon-to-be empty seat. At Texas Christian, 17 students have been busted for allegedly selling drugs, and four of them are on the TCU football team. Students are talking.
I was surprised by the number of people that were arrested. I mean, it happens at every school.
That's crazy. I never thought football players would do things like that.
Iran says it can make its own nuclear fuel now. The first Iranian-made fuel rods were loaded into the controversial research reactor by President Ahmadinejad today. Be careful when you see a woman and think, wow, that's some killer lipstick. What a thought for a woman or a man. Her lipstick might have lead in it.
The disturbing thing is that some of the most popular brands consistently contained the highest lead levels. For example, L'Oreal had 5 of the top 10 most contaminated brands.
And Stacey Malkin at the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics says 400 different lipsticks tested positive for lead. The idea behind the electronic cigarette is it could save your life by helping you break the habit.
the lithium in those batteries would be a very intense fire if they were exposed to a heat source and ignite the lithium.
That's what happened. A fancy fake cigarette with a lithium battery inside. One of them exploded like a bottle rocket in a man's mouth. Man's alive, though injured, in a burn center now in Mobile, Alabama. Wall Street, the Dow down 93 points, NASDAQ off 14. This is CBS News.
Beat the winter blues with great savings at Rite Aid. Now through March 3rd, you can earn a $20 plus-up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the Buy and Save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Save more this winter at Rite Aid with Winter Rewards. Another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus-up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase once qualifying threshold is met. Plus-up expires March 17th, 2012.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It's the biggest dog show in the country, and the crowd loves the little hairball winner.
Say hello to the new top dog.
The Pekingese.
Malachi the Pekingese beat bigger dogs for best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club in New York on the USA Network.
We were definitely rooting for the Pekingese. He's so beautiful and one of a kind.
The Pekingese is really ugly.
Who are you rooting for?
I like the Doberman and the Irish Setter.
The four-year-old Malachi won his 115th show title. One judge said that's a lot of dog in a small package. Steve Kathan, CBS News, New York.
Very cool stuff from Boeing to accomplish the 18-hour duration test of the Dreamliner. The company flight team coordinated with air traffic controllers from Washington to Iowa. The flight traces the numbers 787, and then the Boeing corporate logo sprawled across or touching parts of 13 states high in the sky. Boeing says it wasn't a joy ride, but there was some joy in it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
What if you served and sacrificed for your country, but couldn't get the specialized care, military benefits, and career opportunities you needed? Chris Sullivan was shot and paralyzed in Iraq, and now needs our help to get back into life. Paralyzed Veterans of America is on a mission. Mission ABLE, to help our seriously wounded veterans get the care, benefits, and jobs they've earned. Join the mission now for America's Paralyzed Veterans at mission-able.com.
Beat the winter blues with great savings at Rite Aid. Now through March 3rd, you can earn a $20 plus-up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the Buy and Save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Save more this winter at Rite Aid with Winter Rewards. Another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus-up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase once qualifying threshold is met. Plus-up expires March 17th, 2012.
Chance to live our dream.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
I know that when you hear the name Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, you immediately think of great flushing Toto toilets. Or maybe it's our state-of-the-art Growy kitchen and bath faucets. Or maybe it's those tiny massaging bubbles of a Jason Comfort Air Bath. But here's something you may not know. We have the most fabulous line of cabinet and door hardware on the Central Coast. Knobs and pulls created for whatever look you desire. Rustic, modern, craftsman, Asian, in durable, long-lasting finishes like Venetian bronze, brushed nickel, distressed copper, or even cloisonné. The choices are endless, the quality superb. You'll find that Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the county's widest selection of bathroom vanity cabinets in all types of designs. Roomy linen storage cabinets, beveled mirror medicine cabinets, and handcrafted wall mirrors. That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Big drum, thumpy. There you go.
Hi, you're Bill Back at Talkers Cheap Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KY, and that's your news station, San Luis Obispo. It's a pretty darn good day in the neighborhood. Any rain that is lingering around your head right now, and the clouds and whatnot, are supposed to vanish, and we're supposed to have a better day tomorrow, if we could have better weather than we've had, which is impossible. Okay, now here's some things I wandered into by accident, kind of. It's not like the former queen of daytime TV to beg, but Oprah Winfrey has had to make amends after tweeting out an odd plea during the Grammys on Sunday. Everyone who can, please turn on OWN, that's her network, especially if you have a Nielsen box, read the tweet, which has since been taken down. It's no secret her Oprah Winfrey network hasn't been performing as expected, but the casual solicitation for Nielsen viewers had some people calling her desperate and unethical. Winfrey issued a statement yesterday apologizing for the tweet, saying, I removed the tweet at the request of Nielsen. I intend no harm and apologize for the reference, implying her tweet was more offhand than a sign of desperation. However, Nielsen doesn't seem to think it was a joke. The company issued a statement saying, in accordance with our policies and procedures, Nielsen is reviewing this incident with our clients. We take any violation of our policies seriously and will work with the clients to resolve the situation, whatever that means. The statement also cited a specific category of violation titled falsified reporting or attempts to coerce Nielsen panel members. So here's the deal on that. Same with radio, by the way. You know, we have Arbitron here. And so I'm not supposed to say to you, if you have an Arbitron diary, please put my name down. Make sure it's Benica, B-E-N-I-C-A, or you can put 1340 KYNS from 12 to noon, or you can put 12 to noon talk show. I mean, there's any way they can figure out that it's me. You can do all that stuff there, you know what I'm saying? But I can't say that to you. I think we just came out of a reading period, so I think we're okay. But I could be wrong. So here's the thing. So we're not allowed to say that. And then on Nielsen with the TV thing, where the people have the thing on the box, you're not allowed to appeal to the people that are voting on watching your show or whatever it is, just watching your show. I feel coerced. Yeah, that's right. You can't do this. You can't do that. I've never been big on you can't do this, you can't do that, tell you the truth. Ah, as you all know. Now, wait, there was another thing here I was going to click on because I thought, what does this mean? Okay, let me do one more thing here, okay? This is a TV section. I normally don't get in this section of headline news. I don't know how I got in here to begin with. Retired Florida prosecutor Jeff Ashen's new book, In Perfect Justice, Prosecuting Casey Anthony, reveals explosive allegations and information about tot mom Casey Anthony and the death of her daughter, Kaylee. Casey told two mental health experts before her murder trial the daughter, Kaylee, drowned in her parents' pool and her father, George Libby, killed her, the book says. So what does Aston, the prosecutor in the case, blame for Casey's acquittal? The jury, who came back with a verdict after 10 hours of deliberations, Ashton writes that the jurors were coddled and pampered and, most damning, completely wrong in their decision. Ashton contends that the state only needed to prove that Kaylee was indeed murdered in that regard. He says the circumstantial evidence against Casey was overwhelming, but the jurors simply didn't care. I find truly baffling, Ashton notes, is that somehow they did not see proof enough to convict her of a lesser murder charge or manslaughter. But he reserves his harshest words for Casey's mom, Cindy, who he says was deluded and codependent. Defense attorney Joseph Baez Shammy with an unearned air of arrogance, and of course Casey herself. According to the book, the defense presented Casey with a plea deal shortly before her case went to jury, and she rejected it. Okay, well, yeah. I've had enough of that. I've had enough of that, Casey Anthony. I'm done with it. I'm done. Go away. Get out of my face. Okay, it's about 18. What, is it 18? 17. Sorry, that's close. 17. 17 after the hour of 1. Let's see what else is in the news today. Here's this thing. Oh, geez. Morro Bay sued over Cerrito Peak. Nonprofit sues the city for allowing Dan Riddell to build a house on the slope of a hill that is popular with the public, but it's private property. Now, is it private property? It's his property. Let's move on. A local nonprofit has sued the city of Morro Bay over its recent approval of plans to build a house on Cerrito Peak, a rocky promontory in a residential area of the city. Lawsuit was filed by the Morro Bay group Save the Park, which argues that the city violated numerous state and local laws when the city council denied several appeals of plans to build a two-story house on a slope of the eucalyptus-covered volcanic peak. Anyway, they said the city did not consider. Now you got to hear this, guys. The city did not consider. Surrounded by the public right-of-way is open space, and the Cerrito Peak has been used openly for decades as a public recreation area and a sacred site to Native Americans. Morro Bay City Attorney Rob Schultz said he has not seen the lawsuit, could not comment. However, he said it's the responsibility of the project applicant to defend the decision. Topeka is owned by Dan Riddell, who has proposed building a home. At the time of the hearing, city council members and would prefer to keep the peak undeveloped, but approve the home out of respect for Riddell's property rights. While Riddell allows the public to access the peak, the suit also seeks to place an access easement on it based on decades of prescriptive use of the property by the public. Say the park is headed by former city councilwoman Biddy Winholtz and has challenged several development projects as well as the renovation of the Morro Bay State Park campground. So here's the thing right there. So you have a, and this is what the city said. It's his property. It's private property. Yeah, it's private property. And I think at one time, didn't Riddell say that he was willing to sell it to the city? The city in Morro Bay has, nobody has any money. So it's okay to be all over this peak except the very top is what they've decided. No. I'm not going to say a word. I live in San Francisco, California. We have the Seven Sisters that actually include Morro Bay itself, and you're not allowed to build on those. So, and up to a certain height limit. All right. So I kind of go for this private property thing. I don't understand. All right. But we used to walk all over. There's lots of places, you know what I'm saying? All of the Central Coast, when just the Shumash were here, you walked over everything. What are you talking about? And then they had this, they've had the story in the news quite a bit since last night, and that's these lipsticks that have traces of lead in them. And but here's what they're saying. It's like, this is like a non-story, where they're saying, well, it's not enough, you don't digest lipstick, but in a way you do, huh? Isn't that, your lipstick doesn't go away because it just evaporates. It goes away because you lick your lips, doesn't it? And if you lick your lips, that means you're ingesting it, does it not? Or you may smooch it away, in which case you're going to kill somebody else with lead. You're going to fill them full of lead. So anyway, L'Oreal was picked on the most. But anyway, so there might be lead in your lipstick. And there might be lead in your pencil. Either way, officials mull the cuts of our nuclear stockpile. A number of nuclear weapons may fall by 80% under a disarmament plan, which means we only have 100 million nukes left. And so, you know, that's probably enough to take care of it. Other people in the news. Did you hear? New York City sewage plant offered tours for lovers on Valentine's Day. Valentine Vintage has got a Hershey kiss and at least something to talk about, plant spokesman says. Yeah, is this really a Hershey's kiss? That's the first thing I'd ask. Okay. Now, other thing, Homer Simpson character, this is what's going on there. Hollywood Walk of Fame, Matt Groening, get that, the star on Hollywood Walk of Fame. Actually, I guess it's Bart Simpson is getting the thing, but Homer Simpson is actually getting the thing. The creator gets the star. Who am I saying? Creator gets the star. And then the deputy who arrested Mel Gibson for drunk driving and later claimed he suffered religious discrimination at work settled his lawsuit Tuesday against the sheriff's department. Attorneys for James Meese said a $50,000 settlement was reached and must be approved by a county claims board. Trial was scheduled to begin this week. He was Jewish, claimed his superiors discriminated against him after arresting Gibson in 2006. Gibson had appeared in a public service announcement while building close relationships with the department, you know. Anyway, so who knows, you know what I'm saying? I don't, who understands those stories, you know? He was discriminated against for arresting Mel Gibson? Is that true? This guy, can that be true? I don't know. Here we go. Let's find something else here. Now, this is the dad posted a video on the Internet, and this is after the daughter did this thing. After the daughter posted on the Internet and talked about her parents in an unkindly manner, so then dad shot her computer, which is not illegal, apparently. But this is one of those weird tales of you know, trying to raise children that have any sense.
Protective Services want...
Okay, go ahead. We always have this pause there. Yeah, it's the pause that refreshes, though. Do you remember that old ad?
I asked was, is there any abuse or neglect harm done?
Let's go to the beginning of the story.
Wondering and debating, is this good parenting, bad parenting? Take a look now, Tommy Jordan, and what made him do what he did? It was this letter that his daughter posted on Facebook. Take a look again on YouTube. Tommy Jordan, the dad, reading the letter that his daughter posted for the world to see.
This is called To My Parents, by the way. To my parents, I'm not your damn slave. It's not my responsibility to clean up your... We have a cleaning lady for a reason. Her name is not. If you want coffee, get off your and make it yourself. If you want a garden, shovel the fertilizer yourself. Don't sit back on your and watch me do it. I have no idea how I have a life. I'm going to hate to see the day when you get too old to wipe your and you call me asking for help. I won't be there. Signed, your kid.
A lot of controversy surrounding his dad, and with that controversy comes a reported visit from Child Protective Services. Also, police. Did they do an investigation? Well, we spoke with the local sheriff. He said they didn't need to investigate because there was no crime committed there. 253,000 likes, only 22,000 dislikes. John Harrell, if you were called to that house, would you open up a file on this guy?
Well, the key question, Vinny, the Child Protective Services would want to ask was, is there any abuse or neglect or harm done to this child? Now, once they look at that, they're also going to look at, all right, was this child nearby when the father shot the bullets into the laptop? Because you would hope that parents, if they're angry, if they're using a gun, wouldn't have a child nearby. Now, we'd also want to look at, was there a pattern of any mental abuse? It's difficult to prove. The key criteria would be, how is the child doing? But we'd also look at, was there a pattern of derogatory things that were said to the child? So several things that we'd want to look at. Certainly it depends on what we hear when we get that initial call and what questions we ask and what information we find out.
I want to read for you Dad's response. This is from his Facebook page, you know. And here's the question. Would he do anything differently? This is what Dad wrote. I'd not be smoking a cigarette. I'd have worn my silver belly Stetson, not my Tilly hat, and I'd probably have cleaned my boots. No regrets from this dad.
Sorry.
Yeah, I shot the computer 3 times at a 45. Okay, well, you know, this Facebook thing is causing all kinds of problems for everybody. You know, you got to be careful. All right. Now. We have other things in our news. We have other things that are happening. They're going on, and amazing things. And also, let me mention that Swiss Dental Center is a sponsor of us, and Dr. Carol Phillips is making sure that you have a better smile than you have now if you want to go see her. And the important thing also to me is not just the smile. Let's say you've got your front teeth, but if you don't have your back teeth, then you can't chew stuff. You know that. And so if you have permanent implants, you don't ever have to worry about anything. You just eat. Now sit down and chow down. Chow down. All right. Other people are in the news. And there's so many that should be there and shouldn't. All right. We know the payroll tax thing. They've got the thing set to go on that and the jobless benefits. And so they've made a compromise. And everybody's going, that's good. I think that's good. I think it's good. Let's see. Now, this is, here's weird stories, though. This is love letters for the ages, once so private, are now on the Internet. Elizabeth Barrett fled her domineering father to be with fellow poet Robert Browning. For that choice, she was disinherited. And he wrote her, I love you with my heart. I love your words. What did he say here? I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett. And then all this stuff is none of our business. We shouldn't be saying it. It's interesting, a letter. So was this posted? Were these actually posted? Was this thing was posted back then? I think it was. They say, so because here's the thing I learned long ago because of a very weird reason, and that is that a letter, this is interesting, if I post a letter to you, I write you a letter, the letter is your property, the content is my property. You can't just do whatever you want to without their content. You can't do it. It's against the law. And I'll tell you how we found out about that. Years ago, there was a company in town that was advertising. And so someone from England had visited and had some of the product that they sold and was absolutely delighted, wrote them a letter from England saying, I can't believe how wonderful this is. We have nothing like this anywhere in all of England, Europe, or the entire European continent. And so that was a pretty good testimonial, you know. So and this is back when I worked for a place that everything you did, you had to go through. We had lawyers. You know, everything you even thought of doing in any way that was anything but, you know, just going to the bathroom or clearing your throat, you had to pass through the lawyers. And so I thought, okay, well, we'll just use this as a thing. And then someone said to me, do you know if it's legal if we do that?
I go, how not legal could it be?
But I found out. And so in order to use that in an ad, we had to get permission from the lady in England to use the words. So that's kind of weird. So now you have, I don't know, who the family? Who is it right here? The Browning Boy? Anyway, somebody. Somebody's revealing private content. Speaking of revealing, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is out. No, I'm just kidding. There's something weird. There's something weird in all the car ads I'm seeing right now. I don't know if you've noticed the same thing, but it's flipping me out. You know, here we have these laws now against you being on the phone and texting and all that, which nobody's paying attention to anyway. But let's just say we have the laws. And so now all these new cars they're showing have these dashboards that have these data panels on the middle of them, you know, that would certainly seem to be as distracting as anything you could possibly have in a car. Am I wrong about that? You know, if you have 25 choices on a panel that comes up on a touch screen, well, your brain has to be thinking a lot more about that than it does about driving your car. I'm not sure I get it. I'm once again confused. Terribly confused.
Dr. Carol Phillips invites you to the Swiss Dental Center to discuss the wonderful new possibilities to make your mouth look and work like it should. Teeth. They come, they go, they come again. And then when they go the second time, it's goodbye forever. There's nothing you can do about the aging process that starts the loss of your permanent teeth. It's a bummer. But now you have two choices, false teeth and bridges and the pasty goop necessary to make those objects try and cling to your gums and the roof of your mouth, or 21st century implants offered by Swiss Dental Center. Identical to the real teeth you've lost without any more problems. Imagine, Dr. Carol Phillips can make it possible to chew normally, to eat normally, to actually enjoy chewing and eating normally. If you have tooth loss for whatever reason, go to SwissDentalCenter.com and let others tell you what Dr. Carol Phillips has done to help their lives. Dr. Carol Phillips, the most experienced tooth implant specialist on the Central Coast. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
Hey, Chair, ever go off-road?
Well, not on purpose.
How about in an SUV?
I wish. I'd love to own an SUV.
Well, right now, you could win one at Shumash Casino Resort.
They're giving away SUVs?
Not just any SUV, the Cadillac of SUVs, the 2012 Cadillac Escalade.
Wow, sounds nice.
Oh, it is. Cadillac Escalade is the standard by which all other luxury SUVs are measured. Thanks to its comfortable, spacious interior, impressive technology, and powerful V8 engine.
Oh, it'd be great to take camping.
You're a camper?
Sure. And in an Escalade, I'd be a very happy camper.
Come in for our 4 Cadillac Escalade giveaways in February. There's a new Escalade given away at 10 p.m. on February 5th, 12th, 20th, and 26th. Plus, free play drawings from 9 p.m. to midnight. To qualify, simply play with your Club Shoemash card.
5 Cadillac Escalade giveaways in February.
They're the Cadillacs of SUVs.
Only at Shoemash Casino Resort.
Please, all you have to do is what you're supposed to do. Please. Ah. Or if you had your larynx fixed with your shoulder blades, you can go, ah.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. How are you, Bill? Thanks for joining me today. I have sunshine on my shoulders. It makes me happy. So I don't know how you're doing. But anyway, it's kind of very throughout the year right now. It's supposed to all go away, and we're supposed to have a cold day tomorrow, but plus. Not balmy like we've had. Not balmy stuff. Cold, like I got to get inside. Cold, jacket cold. Well, the magic sword of defense attorney Ian Funky Blue has struck again as Wayne McBurney gets 10 days in jail and for delaying an investigation in the sale of two stolen rings. Because the jury decided that even though he bought a diamond ring worth $20,000 for $200, he didn't imagine it was stolen. I don't know what he imagined, though. Anyhow, what's interesting is I don't know if Ian Funky Blue made this point during the case, but maybe he did. Because I don't think the San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office has seen the big picture here, Funky Blue said. Where's the evidence that my client made me money on the secondhand transaction? Because actually what happened was the police came by just right not long after we bought it and said, you know anything about any stolen property? And he goes, and then he was arrested. So he gets 10 days. And the 10 days in jail, I'm not sure matters in the whole wide world for any particular reason, but okay. All right, that's fine. Okay. Who else is in the news? Who else is in the news here? Right there. Oh, here's the thing right here. Michelle Wee. She's going to graduate from Stanford next month. Pretty darn good. And she was, on the 18th PGA? She won the 18th on the LPGA money list. So here's the headline here on the front. Where's my headline? Oh, okay. Wee's unlikely double life. Now, maybe Tiger Woods should have gone to Stanford instead of, boffing trollops. And then he wouldn't have the kind of problem he's having now. Of course, going to Stanford I don't know, it's a tough choice, man. Anyway. But he made his bed, he's lying in it, as the case may be. The show, he's very talented. Well. All right, what else we got going on? Dana Adobe Group maps a new goal. The restoration of Dana Adobe and Napoma nears completion. The nonprofit group behind the work is seeking funds to help preserve three maps created in the 1840s depicting the California and Oregon territories. They are lithographs of original maps donated to the Dana Adobe Napoma Amigos by a local resident some time ago, said Doug Jensen, director of the organization. I know people in that organization. They're good people. The organization is good. And they have concert once a year or so, I have several upcoming events. A fundraiser, the Orchid Show Preview Benefit for the Dana Adobe, will be held from 6:30 to 9:30 on March 30th at the South County Regional Center in Rio Grande. Tickets are 40 bones. They'll also have a book signing, and then there'll be the official reopening after 11 years of restoration is planned for July 28th. And this weekend, about 32 members of the Rotary Club of Napoma will spend a few hours cleaning, painting, and pulling weeds. How cool is that? Everybody's taking care of that place. It's a neat place. It's a totally neat place. And once it's restored, how cool that will be. All right, how cool will that be? Okay, now, here we have, don't forget we have delays on the grade from now until, what is it, December? September? A long time. So there'll be two lanes on the grade, but don't forget, there used to only be two lanes on the grade, but going southbound, so when you're coming to work in the morning, it's going to be a real pain in the neck, because they're going to put up a wall. What they say is $3 million? Here was where once ago we get, and so many of us Californians and voters and citizens of the world think this, and we just don't understand. So California has no money, so they're talking about closing the Morb Strand State Park, this kind of stuff. So they put guardrails up. Now you have to understand something. There not only used to not be guardrails on the Cuesta Grade back in the old days, there wasn't even a shoulder on the Cuesta Grade. You know what I mean? So if you had a problem, and many people did, off you went. Off you went. Many, many people died going off the Cuesta Grade. So then they put a shoulder on it, which helped a little. And then eventually, as you know, after 5 years of construction, they put a third lane in. And then they put guardrails along the whole thing. Now, why we need a wall, I don't know. Is a wall more scenic? I suppose. But then we have this terrible grandfather thing in San Luis Obispo. In some cities, it doesn't matter. You go down to, you're on the 605 going through Long Beach, and you see 1,000 billboards. Who gives a dang? You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the place. But when you're traveling to the pristine San Luis Obispo from the north or the south, one of the very first things you do, and everybody talks about the gateways to our city, but what has been grandfathered into the billboards. I've been grandfathered in. Now, you might say, Bill, it's private property. It was allowed. And they said, okay. Boy, that's a heck of a way to come into the city. I came to San Luis Obispo. Let's see. Let me try to explain this to you. When I first came to San Luis Obispo, I was coming from Washington State. I came from Washington State. And so I hadn't remembered ever coming to San Luis Obispo from the north ever. So here I'm coming down. I go down the grade, you know, it's quite a hill. And there's no shoulder or guardrails. Holy cow. All right, so we get down the bus, and then you see the billboards. The first thing I saw was the billboards. And I thought, boy, that's really not so nice. I did. That was my impression. That's kind of tacky. What are you going to do? Okay, so we got the billboard. What was the point I was making? I forget what it was. But anyway. So I was talking about the greed. We ask ourselves, and I think we should ask ourselves, why don't we take the money that's going to cost to put a wall up? Because we already have guardrails. They look fine, guardrails. And then put the money back in the budget somewhere. How come we can't retroactively put money back in the budget with projects that we don't need right now or ever? I don't get it. So there's more delays ahead, though. Motorists can expect delays up to 30 minutes Thursday on Highway 1 just north of Limekiln Creek, about 48 miles north of Cambria and 25 miles south of Pfeiffer Big Sur State Beach out there in the middle. Caltrans cruises is about a helicopter plan to place a cable netted on the slope above the highway from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's just when they're going to do it. It doesn't mean they're just going to put it there for that length of time and take it away. The area was damaged in a January landslide. So they're going to give it a shot. They're going to put the like I told you before, like down there on the Gaviota Pass, they're going to put the big old steel netting and see if they can keep the landslides from happening, which they can't. The coastal hillsides of San Luis Obispo, of the Central California area, they're not conducive to carving a road out. They never have been, never will be. Unless they dug back about, 2.5 miles. Maybe there's a shot then, but otherwise, this will go on forever. And then here's this lady here who's a little bit woo-hoo. Conservative author and activist Ann Coulter is going to speak at Cal Poly this month. The free event on February 28th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Shumash Auditorium in the University Union is open to the public. I'll remind you just before it happens because that's what will matter. On that very day, I'm not going to go see Ann Coulter. I have to go down to the clinic in Santa Maria for three separate appointments. So I'm not going to be in that day because I couldn't make it work for me. So I could do it after or before. I did the best I could, but I couldn't do it. So the 28th, I won't be here. But I'll be back on the 29th. I'm celebrating leap year just like you are. I'm going to miss leap year in a minute. Let's see what else in the news. What else we got up here? Let me see what else I got. Let me see what else I thought was maybe important. Well, well, this is a weird story. Isn't there a show on TV now? I've never watched it. I don't want to watch it. There's shows I don't want to watch. I don't care. I don't want to. No, thanks. Okay, so I believe there's a show on TV on one of the funny stations that's way down the dial, and it's on Charter, and it's called Hoarders or Hoarding or something like that. Here's a hoarding horror story coming up after these words from Sears.
With huge savings across the store. Earn, redeem, repeat. Bonus members always get more. Sears.
When we moved in here, her biggest concern was she had to have her fence because she was so concerned about people taking her things, you know, and you can see how much stuff she has.
And you can't miss it. Through this window from the side of the house, garbage is everywhere, piled high and spilling over. There are heaps of trash both in front and back of the house. Even lots of stuff packed in the vehicles in the driveway.
There was a strange smell coming, and it was all summer, and a lot of animals, cats, dogs, raccoons, possums, you know, it wasn't good. We knew something was wrong.
Neighbor John, who lives behind Margareta Scheibe's house, said he had a few run-ins with her.
She was a hoarder. Hoarded a lot of things. She usually didn't want any neighbors around at all. If you're in the backyard, she'd come and she'd be watching everything. It was really strange.
Over the weekend, he saw guys in white hazmat suits going in and out of Scheibe's house. But it wasn't until yesterday that Scheibe's decomposed body was found inside under piles of trash. Police were reportedly contacted by Scheibe's friend, who hadn't seen her in more than a month. Neighbors say her husband died about a year ago. They knew nothing about her son living with her here. Ever ask her why she was collecting all this stuff?
I did. She said it was from her husband when he passed away. Mm-hmm. You know, he's passed away, and she knew everything that she had out here.
Well, this is, so she won the show. She won the hoarding show, but now she isn't around to get the trophy. So that's really kind of weird. Okay, that was a little strange one. All right, that's one of the stories I hear about this one. All right, let me see what else I got. Let me see what else I could bring up if I wanted to. We'll see. Okay, right now it's about 12 minutes before the hour, 2 o'clock here, Bill, and I never know the temperature because we don't have a thermometer here, and I don't, you know, it's cold out. That's all you need to know. You know, this exact temperature thing is not necessary. It's in the 60s, pretty much, here, and probably the 50s in the North County. That's all you need to know right there. That's what you need to know. Take care of some Kleenex with you. You don't want to get stuff on your lapels. A well-known Northern California politician who was married to California treasurer said Tuesday that she checked herself into a recovery center after she was assaulted by an ex-boyfriend in a motel room this month. Alameda County Supervisor Nadia Lockyer said in a written statement she is undergoing treatment for her chemical dependency and injuries from February 3rd meeting. Lockyer, who is married to current state treasurer and former California Attorney General Bill Lockyer, said she will also receive treatment for chronic pain stemming from a 2002 car accident. Wait a minute, who did she get? Oh, an ex-boyfriend beat her up. Well, that sounds tawdry right there, I'll tell you that. Okay. That doesn't sound good. Now, here's the, what a great, this is one of those tales that, you know, you go, yeah, right. One thing, 14-year-old, I'll do the best I can with his name. Moshe Kai Kavalin, I'm going to go with that, dislikes as being called a genius. And all he did, after all, was enroll in college at the age of 8 and earn his first 2 Associate of Arts degrees from East L.A. Community College at age 9. Now at 14, he's poised to graduate from UCLA. He's also just published an English edition of his first book, We Can Do, which isn't really proper English, but don't worry about it. He's graduated. You have it. 100-page guideline explains how young people can accomplish what Calvin did through simple acts of keeping themselves focused and approaching everything with total commitment. He's hoping it'll show people there's no genius involved, just hard work. Kavalin, whose mother is Chinese, originally wrote the book in Mandarin. After it sold well in Asia, he translated into English. Which is, you know, 'cause it's easy for him because he's got all the degrees and whatnot. Yeah, you're right. Hard work's all it takes. Yeah, sure. I'd like to believe that. I really would. Okay, one of the things we know is, and people from outside our area don't understand why we pay them more for gas than anybody else in the United States, and they've tried to explain it to us, and we still don't get it. But anyway, so gas has never been so pricey early in the year, it says right here. And they use L.A. as the benchmark, but L.A. is nothing compared to San Luis Obispo. Are we the most expensive gas in the entire United States? I think we must be. I believe we are. I'll have to find that out. I'm pretty sure. So one of the things we're talking about is Whitney Houston. I always did now. She said the renewed popularity after her death. So people all of a sudden latch on. It's kind of like Michael Jackson's made more money since he died than when he's alive. And so is Whitney Houston going to have the same thing? I don't think she's going to have quite the notoriety for as long as Michael Jackson did. But, you know, they're saying that they're selling the stuff right, left, and sideways, and they've raised the prices as they sell it, because they just want to be fair. Yeah, I want to be really good to you. Okay. All right. Let's see what else. Here's some good, when there's good economic news, we need to share it, you know what I mean? Companies restocked at a faster pace in December, a positive sign that they expect consumers to step up spending. Business stockpiles grew 0.4% in December, the Commerce Department said. Bigger inventories require more production, which boosts growth. It also suggests companies expect more sales. I hope they're not wrong. Otherwise, we have a surplus, and we will fall back into recession. Had a strong start to 2012, got a boost from a market as long avoided, rental car companies. The Japanese automakers sold 47% more cars and trucks to U.S. rental car companies and other fleets in January compared with a year earlier. Without those corporate customers, U.S. sales would have been up less than 1% instead of 7.5%. So that's kind of the way they tweaked that. They figure that, you know, the rental car companies, the customers beat them to death anyway, so if there's a flaw that, you know, normally would have to be recalled, they can just blame it on the renter of the car. It's not our fault. They were treating the car bad. We didn't have anything to do with it. Here's an opinion of the Tribune. Cuts needed for Paso schools to be solvent. Reduction in pay for teachers is hard, but better than the alternative of state control. I tell you, shouldn't the cuts go through everybody? Tell me the truth. You know, you're right, Tribune. You're right. But shouldn't everybody share in the burden of that? And can we find the schmo that made this $1.6 million error, whatever it was, and put him away or something? I don't know what to do with him. Her, it. Something's not right with that. That's all I'm saying. All right. Then here, two people wrote a letter together, which is very, it was Valentine's Day yesterday, so it's quite romantic. B.E. Jones and Michael Meldon from San Luis Obispo wrote a thing on solarization. Here's what they're basically saying. You know the right-of-ways under all the power and the big, huge, heavy-duty power lines we have running here and fro in San Luis Obispo, which we seem to have more than a lot of people, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just stand out more because there's fewer people living here. But anyway, we got the big power lines. And anywhere there's those big power lines, there's the space below it has to be an open space. And it's a right-of-way for the power lines. In case a power line were to fall and you didn't want to have, you know, 10,000 volts coursing through your body and killing you. So they do that. But so what they're suggesting is that we take all those right-of-ways that, you know, are available and we whap solar panels down there. And see if we can really torque people off. But that's, you know, he's got a point. You know, like every rooftop could have solar panels. Every open space could have open thingies. Then when we find an open space out in the middle of nowhere, everybody complains, which is called the Carrizo. It's called the Carrizo Complain. And so we got two solar plants going out in Carrizo Complain right now. Jan from the County Historical Society in South County had this to say. When businesses install cameras, they're protecting their goods and premises, but install a camera in a dark, isolated section of our community and cries of government intrusion abound. I've watched the complaints with growing alarm. What if they gain traction? You see, it's South County Historical Society's goods and premises that are at risk, as well as your community's history. It's my responsibility to keep these things, irreplaceable buildings and artifacts, safe, and I'm sleeping better with the cameras there. Do you like our 100-year-old schoolhouse with the swinging bridge? Would it worry you that we found scorch marks on the backside of the building where someone tried to set it on fire? How about the two break-ins in the barn suffered last year? Sure, we have an alarm system, but they were long gone by the time help arrived. So call it what you like. It isn't your worry. I will call it the gift from taxpayers wanting to preserve their heritage and from a city doing what it can do to protect its treasures. Don't want to be filmed? Don't walk along the creek at night, but I promise if you do, you'll feel safer. Any comment on that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's unanimous. Hey, we did so well today, I think we should try it again tomorrow, and it'll be Thursday, which is cool. And so join me tomorrow. We at noon. I'm Bill Benica, thanking you for joining me today, and may all your trails be happy ones. And don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song.